Good.
Melissa Dykes-Shorenzain, Associate Veterinarian from the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. High Five Friday.
Yes.
How is everyone doing?
I think we're ready for the 20 and 40 and 50 degree days to come back.
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. I would like to salute those sleep-deprived producers out there with a calf on the passenger floor, maybe in a hot box you got from the vet clinic.
Maybe in the mudroom.
Yep. In the house, wherever they have to be to stay warm, poor thing. So salute to all those guys and girls out there this morning working hard.
You bet. And the good news is it's supposed to be 20-something today and then maybe back to 50s here for the next week or so.
That's right. This too shall pass. It'll be good.
You bet.
We can be thankful for that. So, yep, we sold a few of those calf warmers that we keep talking about in the past few weeks, but we've still got a few in stock. So keep them in mind if you're struggling to keep babies warm this morning. So competitively priced through the month of February, and they're a good size. So
all right, so
swing by,
put that down on your calendar and your to-do list today.
Swing out
to O'Neill Vet Clinic, get your big blue calf warmer today.
That's right.
Well, what else is going on at the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic this month?
Well, it's dentals this month for our companion animals. So, we've been talking about teeth all month and performing cleanings and all those things. So, yeah, and then next month in March, we're focusing on puppies and kittens. So that's a fun month. If you have a six-month-old or younger cat or dog in the house, bring them in for an exam or a vaccine appointment, and they can receive a free microchip through the month of March. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a fun special. We do a lot of educating. We get to ooh and ah over your new adorable pets. So that's super fun. We talk a lot about... just new pet information. We have folders to send with you. We can answer lots of questions. If you have any questions about your new cat or dog, we can talk about milestones and just ways to keep your pet healthy for their whole lives. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You bet. Month. And now we've had a few lost dogs on the radio, and they have not had microchips. So.
Yes.
We've been looking for owners, and it's always a little bit easier if those microchips are on the pets. So
you
guys can do that out there.
We can. We can microchip. Yeah. Right. So
So what is a microchip? I know maybe people have heard it, and people that don't have pets or haven't ever seen them, what's the process?
Yeah, good question. So a microchip is just a very small RFID. So it's a radio frequency identifier. It's about the size of a grain of rice, and we place it just under the skin. So it's a little poke, and then it just sits kind of right between the shoulder blades. Sometimes it moves a little bit, but that's kind of the process of applying or putting microchip in your cat or dog. They're not tracking devices. I tell people I can't pull up an app on your phone
and find your pet.
Yeah. That technology does exist, but not competitively priced, let's just say.
Yeah.
So, if, like you said, if you hear it on the radio, your pet runs away in town, if they're out in the country, you know, even if you're on vacation out of state, if they're found and brought into a pound, a shelter, a vet clinic, virtually all of these places have these microchip readers. And so that's generally one of the first things that's going to happen if they come into one of those facilities. We check the pet. We kind of wave a wand over the pet, essentially. And if a number comes up, it'll beep. Number comes up, and then there are several databases out there that we can access. And in most cases, we're able to reunite pets with owners. So
sweet.
It's very handy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's
great,
wonderful.
Great thing to do, and give yourself a little peace of mind
in
case that little puppy or kitten happens to maybe make a little side trip.
Especially when they're new to the house and exploring everywhere. You know, there's maybe a hole in the fence, or you know. Just maybe can find a way to get off that leash that they're on. So just gives you a little bit more peace of mind.
All right. So again, remember, March is Puppy and Kitten Month. Get your free microchips at the O'Neill Vet Clinic.
That's right.
And what can our weary cow-calf producers be thinking about this morning besides taking a nap?
Exactly.
More coffee.
Right. All of those things first. But we get a fair number of, frequently asked questions this time of year. So I thought I'd just touch briefly on a few of them. So, number one, this is kind of a question we get all year round, but how do I get my second calves bred? We often frequently see just a little higher open rate, or even sometimes a lot higher open rate in those second calves. And the first thing we say is, these ladies have three strikes against them. So they're trying to grow themselves. They aren't quite reached their adult size. And so they're trying to grow themselves. They're trying to feed a calf through those summer months. And at the same time, we're asking them to get rebred. So they kind of have three strikes against them. And one thing that we can be doing right now is nutrition. You know, just know that from that pre-calving to that post-calving interval, Those energy requirements go up a lot. We just need to feed them more groceries. So protein requirements tick up a little bit. Energy requirements in the form of corn or some other grain increase quite a bit. And with the cold weather, again, we're going to get a little reprieve from that. But that hay or fiber intake takes a very big hike as well. So you'll notice, you know, go out and feed those cows when it's 30 or 40 degrees outside versus when it's negative 10, 12, like this morning. They're just going to want to eat a lot more hay. And so nutrition is key right now in getting those first calf heifers rebred. So just think about feed right now. So energy is really important. You know, we're happy to create a ration for you if you're just scratching your head and thinking, like, how much more, you know, what do I need to feed them? We can sure discuss that. We can even just put a pre-calving versus a post-calving ration in front of you and just appreciate the difference. So they do need more groceries after they calve. Any questions, any clarifications, please let us know at the clinic.
All right. So again, number one, nutrition is key in getting those first calf heifers rebred.
Correct.
Melissa, what else?
So another question that we often get is, so I'm having this X, Y, or D or Z disease process. Should I start to vaccinate my calves at birth with an appropriate vaccine to help prevent that? That's a question we often get. As usual, there's no perfect answer. But, you know, a few things to think about. A vaccine to be effective really does depend on an immune system that's at least a little bit competent. You know, it kind of depends on a developed immune system. And a week old or a day old calf, you know, really doesn't have that competent immune system yet. What it does have is mother's milk, and mother's milk really does the job of the immune system while that calf is developing its own. And so, you know, mother's milk is essentially inside the body recognizing and killing any invading viruses, bacteria, even if they're coming from a vaccine, like a weakened or a killed you know, virus or bacteria that is contained in a vaccine. So I guess that being said, it's a less than ideal thing to do. But there are products out there on the market that are given to calves at birth. They're kind of labeled in Calf Guard and, you know, some of the seven ways have been kind of marketed for those calves at birth. And we do anecdotally see, you know, if a producer is having a significant, you know, respiratory pneumonia outbreak or a scours outbreak, They've added in that vaccine at birth, and it does tend to help a little bit. We have seen that happen. So it's not really a straightforward answer. I would say please chat with Dr. Kirk, Dr. Nate, myself. You know, if you're thinking about adding this practice, you know, we can talk about there are definitely things that you can do in addition to that, or, you know, besides that, that definitely help. So, and another good thing to remember is this vaccine that you're giving at birth should never replace that branding vaccination. So the one that's given at 1 to 2 months when that calf's a little older, you know, has a little more developed immune system. If you are doing something like an Enforce 3 for pneumonia or like a Vision 7 product at birth, a seven-way clostridial vaccine, it always does need boosted, redosed at branding. Okay. When they're just a little bit older and that immune system is working a little bit better. So.
All right. So pros and cons to vaccinating calves at birth.
That's right.
All right. Well, we have time for one more cow-calf producer frequently asked question that you have. What's that question?
Real quick, colostrum. What is the best colostrum to use? And I know we kind of harp on this a lot, but really, colostrum is very, very important. Best case scenario, they're getting it from mom in the first 2 to 6 hours of life. But we do have those situations where we need to supplement. We need to give something and bagged colostrum or even colostrum that you've got from another cow in your herd are often used. And so if you're looking for something on the shelf, not all colostrums are created equal. If you have any question or you have a bag and you're thinking, should I use this or not, feel free to bring it in. We can look it over and give suggestions. Real quick, if you're going to look for a colostrum, remember that replacers and supplements are not the same. So look for that on the label. Okay. A replacer is going to be to have 40 to 80 grams of that immunoglobulin, that really important protein. Supplements are going to have 100 or more. I'm sorry, I said that backwards. That's very confusing. Replacers will have 100 grams of immunoglobulin or more, and supplements are just meant to supplement.
Okay.
And so they'll have that 40 to 80 grams. So again, supplements are meant to be in addition to mother's colostrum if it's low quality or it's in low supply. And replacers are used if you know that that calf did not get any colostrum. Yeah, so call with any questions. I'm super sorry I goofed it up on the radio.
Oh, no problem. Hey, she's human.
We'll get her. we carry Colostrix at the clinic. It's a good product, but we know there are lots of products out there and we're happy to help if we can. So.
Sure. And as always, just call the vet clinic with questions, 336-3883, or stop out.
North of town.
Yeah, and good luck, everybody, calving. And yeah, well, welcome the warm weather back here
for the next week. It'll be good. So. It's going to get better.
So. All right, Melissa, have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, Melissa Dykeshorn, Associate Veterinarian from the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic.